Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, beginning another week of Fire in the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're continuing to make our journey through this amazing season of the church year between the celebration of our Lord's resurrection, moving toward the celebration of the Ascension and Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the gift par excellence that Jesus died. He became one of us to make it possible for us to experience the unity he had with the Holy Spirit as he walked on the earth. God's vision, the Father's vision for the Christian people, for disciples, for those who are baptized into Christ, that we would be an anointed people, that we would live with an anointing. As John, the beloved apostle, said in his first letters, is you have an anointing. And what that refers to is what the Christ, the anointed one, gives to us in our baptism and confirmation, really in the grace of the sacraments, in the Word of God, in so many ways. This fundamental gift, the person of the Holy Spirit given to each and every one of us, is the essence of what it means to be Christian. That's from the word christened, right? We are a people that have received this gift from the Lord. And Christianity, as I've talked about so many times on the program, it's not just a moral system. It's not just another higher level religion in the world expressing moral truths or global insights or whatever, or prayer styles. And what it is, it's new life. Christianity is new life. What the human race needs is not just more information. What the human race needs is new life. A life that can't be created by human beings. It can't be created by AI. It can't be created by any force other than God. What we're given, what it means to be Christian, in a particular, the fullness of which it's expressed in the Catholic Church, is that we're born into a new life. People who are spiritually dead are made spiritually alive through the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit given to us in baptism through this gift of the Holy Spirit. We're born again by the Spirit. We are children of God. And so we have this new life, which is the essence of our whole life as Catholics and as Christians. And it's the Holy Spirit who gives us, as we'll see in the readings this week, especially the gospel readings we're having. Again, the church presents to us at different times of the year the Last Supper discourse of John, which I've touched on a number of times over the last year, but I don't think we can get enough of it. It's so rich. It's probably the most beautiful, the most powerful, the deepest revelation of God's plan and purpose of who God is and what God desires for us in that Last Supper discourse, really beginning in John 14. And the first gospel reading today begins there in John 14, 21. And it's the Holy Spirit that makes possible everything that we're going to hear from the words of Jesus to the apostles at the Last Supper. The promises that Jesus gives, the clarity with which Jesus teaches about the whole purpose of why he came. We're going to touch on that throughout this whole week. And it's so rich and it's transformational. So as we begin, let's remember the Word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God is God-breathed. And as the letter to the Hebrews tells us, that not only is it living and active, but it can penetrate to the core of the human heart, the human spirit. And it manifests the intentions of the heart. What's the condition of my heart? And it comes not to judge it, the Holy Spirit, but to expose it. What's at the core of my being? At what level am I surrendering myself to God? At what level is my heart, is my spirit open to the fullness of what God desires for me and what he gives to us in the life of the church to come into the fullness of living as children of God? And so the amazing promises we're going to hear today from John's gospel are made possible by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Christianity, as I said, it's a new life in the Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that is the one who brings to fulfillment the promises that Jesus gives to us. So let's begin, John 14, 21. Jesus said to his disciples, whoever, that's anybody, right? Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Going back to a very common theme, what Jesus expresses perfectly on the cross, which we will see down the road here this week, he defines what love is. He communicates to us not only his teaching with his whole life on the cross, giving to the Father what belongs to the Father, that is obedience, surrendering. In the life of the kingdom, friends, we can never forget that love means, as Jesus will say again, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's not just a matter of rule following. It's receiving the full way of life of a disciple, of a child of God, the way of life of Jesus. And the Father's plan, which is perfect for the Son of God from all eternity, has a plan for us, our Father. And to come into the fullness of what the Father desires for us in terms of the life transformation, the freedom, the joy, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the mission that the Lord gives us, to come into all of it is possible only if we're walking in the footsteps of Jesus. In a particular, what Jesus is saying is, if you believe my commandments, what Jesus commands us to do. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And so for us, because we know that the new law is not just something written on paper, the new law is a person. It's the Holy Spirit given to us, animating the heart and mind of the believer and giving us a new power to live the way Jesus desires us to live. It's transformational. It's not just informational. It is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit that makes us a new creation, that gives us a capacity to become saints and to live like the saints. And that's there for every single one of us. But it begins right here where Jesus is describing. He makes it so clear. Whoever loves me, he goes on to say, then will be loved by my Father. So it goes back and forth in this whole Last Supper discourse between being loved, loving Jesus, loving the Father, being loved by each of them. Because what we're being brought into, this new life in the Spirit, what's the Holy Spirit? The love between the Father and the Son from all eternity. We're being drawn into this, literally this glorious reality that allows us to become children of God and participate in God's life. The apostles were so clear about this. They understood the extraordinary nature. We're being brought into fellowship with the Father and the Son, and the fellowship at the center of the fellowship of the Father and the Son from all eternity is the Holy Spirit, is the love between the Father and the Son, the third person of the Trinity. So Jesus knows that this Holy Spirit, he'll remind us at the end of this reading today, the role of the advocate of the Holy Spirit, the one who teaches us everything and reminds us and makes it possible for us to know the Father. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And that love of God that is poured into us, the Holy Spirit, means what it means for us concretely, friends, is if we're receiving it, we're engaging the Lord, we're gratefully and thankfully each day thanking him for the gift par excellence that we've already been given. We will never acquire a greater gift. Nothing greater can happen in our lives on this earth than having received the indwelling presence of the Holy God in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has a mission as he comes to us, to reveal not himself primarily, but to reveal the Father. So our hearts cry, Abba, Father. And we have deep security in the knowledge that we're loved, that we're children of God. The Father's not just a distant judge, but he is our Father. And the tender love of God, the Father, begins to heal through the grace and presence of the Holy Spirit, the human heart that's alienated from God, that has been sin sick, has been wounded by sin, is easily deceived by the works of the enemy in the flesh. And the Holy Spirit goes deeper and deeper, bringing about healing and transformation in each one of our lives, enabling us to reach this destiny, which Jesus is reminding us, coming into the life and the love between the Father and the Son. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. So here's another promise. Jesus said, he who loves me will be loved by my Father. You can take that to the bank. And I will love him, that person who's loving the Lord, loving the Father. Jesus loves us in return, and he will reveal himself to us. The Holy Spirit loves to reveal the person of Jesus. If Jesus seems far away, if you don't know him intimately, that's your inheritance, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you every day. Stand on this promise. Jesus said, I will reveal myself to you. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Well, here's how Jesus answers that question. He says, whoever loves me will keep my word. There it is again. And my Father will love him. Keeping Jesus' word, the Father will respond in love as we take Jesus seriously and we welcome the gift that is Jesus that the Father has given us and everything that he's won for us and what Jesus teaches us. And what he's teaching us his commands for us and how he's calling us to live. And as we do that, the Father loves us. And I don't know if it's possible for the Father to his love to grow in us. Aquinas can probably help us with that. But the bottom line is, Jesus said this, we're doing what pleases the Father. That is to receive the gift of his Son, the great gift, the Father's ultimate love is his Son. And he says, and we will come to him, that's to you and to me, and make our dwelling with him. So what does the saving mission of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what's it about? The human heart, the human spirit, is the destination of God's mission of salvation for each and every one of us. Salvation means coming out of slavery to the powers of sin and death, alienation from God, pride, sin, lust, all that's there, being healed by the great physician, coming out of that, and through the help of the Holy Spirit, through the purification we received in baptism, we now become fit vessels to receive the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the beginning of the eternal journey that's going to lead to absolute, total, mind-blowing glory in our lives. But the experience of the glory actually begins here on earth. Whoever does not love me does not keep my commandments. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. So Jesus is just saying, and he says it again and again in John's gospel, that he kept the word of the Father. He showed us what it meant to be a son of God, to be a child of God. And he expressed such profound trust in the Father. And he had so much security in the Father's love, no matter what the situation, even when he was tested so intensely in his passion and his death. He ultimately trusted the Father that the Father's will is perfect for him. And he was totally free, and he gave everything to express to the Father, first of all, that he absolutely trusted the Father to the end. It's as if Jesus was from the cross, is saying to us, look at me, trust me on this. This is the purpose of your life. Do what I did, follow in my footsteps, love the Father the way I love the Father, and you will reach your ultimate destiny and the life that my Father has for you. But we must live to glorify the Father, is one of the ways I think Jesus is communicating to us. And then he ends this section of the gospel. He said, I've told you this while I'm with you. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send you in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. That's first to the apostles, but also to us, because we've received the teaching of the apostles through the life of the church, and it continues to this day. So we forget. We're still battling a darkened mind. We're still fleshly in different ways. We need more help. We need more transformation. And what we need is the advocate, is the Holy Spirit given to us. And so we say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, remind me of everything Jesus taught us. Holy Spirit, reveal the Father to me, reveal the Son. And that's the great gift and relationship we're called to in this life. Let's embrace it and share it with others. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says, we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.